Marla's muted.
Marla, you're muted.
Oh. I think she was counting to see how many people, that if everyone was here.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
Oh, good. Well, I was saying our lineup right now in the gallery view looks like a true Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Bill, I see you're still out at the beach.
I am nice still background. Wishing I was at the beach, yeah.
I have 5:59, Jan. Is that what you have? Or are you going to call it when it's 6? Okay.
Yeah, I'll call it when it's 6.
Think you're there.
Six o'clock.
Okay. We'll call to order the City Council meeting for April 15th. Jan, we'll take roll call. Just a reminder to verbally say if you're here or not when you hear your name.
Jason Hartman.
Here.
David Lindley.
Here.
Amy Martin.
Here.
Ashley Post.
Here.
Joe Turkowitz.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Are there any changes to the agenda that are items of critical or essential need for this meeting? Okay, hearing or seeing none, we'll move into the business items. Just a reminder too, for any discussion periods, if counselors want to speak, just raise your hand first and Jan will be doing a roll call for all votes. Item one is resolution 2020-04-502. Amending resolution 2020-04-501, ratifying the proclamation of emergency. And this is the result of changes in the last 2 weeks in terms of the extension that the governor issued to the current stay home, stay healthy order. So the adjustment is reflecting a employee letter that went to city employees last week, reflecting an updated timeframe. And now that current letter is actually saying the changes that the city has put in place will be effective for the term of the order if there's any more extensions from the governor so that we don't have to continue to ratify. Jan, do you want to add?
Yes, it was noted that on page 3 of the resolution in item I, actually item H, it should say, no, it's actually item I. Mayor Marla Keithler issued the attached letter to City of White Salmon employees, not just salmon employees. So it's raining outside, so maybe we are salmon.
Okay, so we'll take it with the adjusted Scribner edits. Can I have a motion for adopting the resolution 2020-04-502, amending resolution 2020-04-501, ratifying the proclamation of emergency and providing temporary resources to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, seeing or hearing none, Jan, would you like to do a roll call for votes?
Sure. It was moved by Ashley Post and seconded by Jason Hartman to approve resolution 2020-04-502, amending resolution 2020-04-501, ratifying proclamation of emergency. Jason Hartman?
Aye.
David Lindley?
Aye.
Amy Martin?
Aye.
Ashley Post?
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, item two is ordinance 2020-04-1062, amending White Salmon Municipal Code 114-010, designated official newspaper.
So as some of you may know, we've had a change in our newspapers. The Enterprise, the Hood River News, and the Dallas Chronicle, the Eagles newspaper, sold them to Chelsea Marr, who was the publisher for the Oregon newspapers. She has combined the three newspapers into one. It's actually seen two publishing dates now, last week and today. That newspaper is called the Columbia Gorge News. At this time, she's still keeping kind of the three names up above the title of Columbia Gorge News, but we need to have an official newspaper so that we can publish our required by statute publications, and sometimes we do display ads or classifieds if we're looking for employees. And so, Joanna Turner, I'm going to turn your video off. Oh, thank you. So this ordinance just makes the change from the White Salmon Enterprise to the Columbia Gorge News.
I'll make the motion to adopt ordinance 2004-1062, amending White Salmon Municipal Code 1.14.010, designated official newspaper, and providing for severability and effective date.
I'll second that.
Was that Amy?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
Yeah. Does anybody know what happened to the staff for the White Salmon Enterprise?
Yes. Elaine and Sperry. Sperry was planning on retiring in June anyways. And so Elaine took early retirement. Their other staff person, Janet Barnes, had already retired and was just kind of working part-time. I think for the Bakkes, this maybe wasn't totally unknown. The owner of Eagles Newspapers is an 80-plus year old gentleman. And I think this COVID-19 really scared him. His son has no interest in running the newspapers.
Jacob, what about Jacob?
We don't know. It's my understanding. I talked to Elaine last week, and Jacob right now is freelancing. And if you read the editorial in this week's newspaper, it sounds like Chelsea's picked up some people. I'm not sure why she's not picked up Jacob. He didn't have any bylines in this week's newspaper. But I think his desire is to stay here and work, but if he doesn't get picked up by the Columbia Gorge News, then he'll probably move on.
Yeah, I thought he was doing a really good job recently, so that's a bummer.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I'm especially seeing today's paper with bylines pretty heavily on the Oregon side. I just hope that our communities continue to have some coverage and especially reporting, because I think it helps us do our jobs better also. But it's great that we had a local paper for so long. It's sad, I think, to be losing it, but understandable considering the industry, and at least we're still getting somewhat of a regional. But yeah, I hope that at least our community members continue to send letters to the editor and speak out, because even right now, this week's issue is very much Dalles and Hood River centric, I would say.
Yeah, from Facebook, it doesn't appear that a lot of people know that it's happened, except if they're getting a subscription.
Yeah.
Roll call?
Yeah, I think unless anybody had any other comments or questions.
So So motion, Jason Hartman moved, Amy Martin seconded to approve ordinance 2020-04-1062, amending WSMC 1.14.01, designated official newspaper. Jason Hartman?
Aye.
David Lindley?
Aye.
Amy Martin?
Aye.
Ashley Post?
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to item three, ordinance 2020-04-1063, amending the 2020 budget. Jan, do you want to give a overview?
Yeah, I tried to summarize the primary changes in the budget, the agenda memo. And so, of course, it brings our beginning cash balances, which I do every year about this time of the year, into alignment with actual. And because we change revenues and expenditures, we have to change the financial overhead cost. And then I adjusted the legislative cost based on last year's legislative agenda to bring it closer into alignment of what I saw was probably going to happen this year. And then for the most part, we added in all the carryover projects from last year, retainage on contracts, things that we've already approved, things like that. I don't know if anyone has any questions. I did move some money from general fund into the fire reserve. The goal is to move that level of money every year into the fire reserve fund, similar to what we do with the police reserve fund, so that the fire department can build up money and be replacing their trucks as needed. And so I know they've got their eye on replacing a truck soon. And so my goal is to make sure we're budgeting for those funds every year. I think I made a comment in here and I just want to reiterate it. And I spoke to Marla earlier on the phone today about this. It is really unknown what our revenues, particularly in our general fund or current expense fund, are going to look like this year. We don't see tax data. Sales tax data is 2 months behind from when it comes into the state. So I won't see the March returns until June, and probably now even later, because the governor, they extended those returns until June. So that means any money that comes into the state in June, we won't even see that data until August. So we won't know the impacts on our sales tax, which if you look at the line item budget, is a significant portion of our current expense fund. It's like 500, that's 2020 or 2019. It's over $500,000. I did adjust building permits and plant and associated plan reviews down slightly, because I just think even if we get opened up, the economy is such that I think we're just going to see a significant slowdown there. I didn't change land use fees because we've got some sitting in the hopper. Those are like more planning type things that'll happen as we move forward through the summer and the fall, in anticipation that maybe next year you'll actually see construction on those projects. But I've talked to Marla, and we have already verbally spoken to staff about, you know, making sure that we're only spending money on essential items and those things that were currently budgeted. So like the police car mic, you're good to go. Don't need to worry about that. But other things, like we just need to step back and really think about like what we're buying. Computers, we've got some stuff we were going to do here at City Hall. I think we might have to scrounge up some older filing cabinets and use those versus buying new ones. But we just need to be cautious. We also don't know the impacts on our utility billing. Stephanie and I will be doing an analysis. Bills are due April 20th. And so we're going to do an analysis to see where people are behind. We're not charging late fees and we're not cutting water off. So we have our, what I call chronic behind people who are definitely going to be behind because they're going to take advantage of, you know, right or wrong. Some of them really need to take advantage of it, but some people just don't pay their bills for whatever reason. So we'll have to take a look at that and see what the impacts are. I'm also concerned about property taxes. That may be another area that gets hit. People just may not want to pay their property taxes. I know some counties are delaying property tax payments. Most of them are due April 30th. I think Clark County went to out to June. Isn't that correct, Ken?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't think Clickitat County, I haven't, I'll have to look to see if they've changed theirs, but I doubt it. So it's going to be an interesting ride into the fall when we can get a better look at what our budget's really going to look like. And so it's a minimal budget amendment. We may have to make more changes as we go through the summer. Does anyone have any questions?
Do we want to have a motion and then we can move into any questions or discussion?
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-04-1063, amending the budget for the city of White Salmon, Washington for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Jan, would you like to do roll call?
Jason Hartman.
Aye.
David Lindley.
Aye.
Amy Martin.
Aye.
Ashley Post.
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to item four, contract with Pioneer Engineering for the Garfield Street TIB project. Jan, would you like to introduce this or Pat?
So this is the standard TIB consultant agreement. It's what they require us to use when we hire a consultant for a TIB project. We have funding to make improvements to Garfield. It's a two-block project. And so TIB, I think we've matched that project at 5%. So the majority of these costs will be covered by the TIB grant, except for 5%, which will come out of the street fund, and that's included already in our budget. And so the cost of the consulting agreement is $67,403. And I don't know if anybody looked at the details. David, you might have. You know, they have these overhead and fixed fee factors. These are the standard factors that Pioneer has been using for a number of years. I went back and looked at a couple of years worth of consultant agreements that we've done with Pioneer, and they're the exact same amounts. So I would recommend that we sign a consultant agreement with Pioneer Engineering for the Garfield Street project in the amount of $67,403.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. And is there a second?
A second.
Any discussion?
So just to clarify, this is just the street work and excludes the roundabout project, which is coming out of city funds.
That's correct. So there will be a separate contract that you'll see with Pioneer for the design of the roundabout. That project's got to be designed. It won't be built until 2022, But the idea is to design these so that they match up when the roundabout is built.
Any other questions or discussion? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to vote. Jan, will you do roll call?
Jason Hartman.
Aye.
David Lindley.
Aye.
Amy Martin.
Aye.
Ashley Post.
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Next is the consent agenda, which includes the approval of meeting minutes for April 1st, 2020, the approval of vouchers in the amount of $148,271.19, the 2019 December budget report, and the 2020 first quarter budget report. Are there any requests or desire to move anything out of the consent agenda? Okay, can I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, Jan, would you like to do roll call for votes?
Jason Hartman.
Aye.
David Lindley.
Aye.
Amy Martin?
Aye.
Ashley Post?
Aye.
Joe Turkowitz?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, as we move into department head and committee reports, we have a nice camp meal appearance by Ken Woodrich's dog, which is a friendly sight. We'll start with Bill. Any updates or news for the council?
We requested some PPE, some masks and gowns for this COVID back in March, March 5th. We did receive that this week, so we now have proper PPE to respond to a COVID case if we need to. Hopefully we won't have to, but we haven't had to yet, but we do now have PPE. So Mike, if you need some more or does something different, some masks or something, I do have some now.
Thank you.
Skyline Hospital is building a temporary building up at the hospital I'm not sure what they wanted. They wanted to use it for this COVID. I've had some concerns with it, been in discussion with them, and we are working forward to try to make that meet code. So, other than that, things have been pretty quiet, thankfully.
Chief Hepner, any updates for the council?
I believe people are starting to get a little restless. We're getting a few more calls now, gathering a little more. We're breaking those up. I don't know how many of you noticed, but a lot of businesses were, including this police department, was tagged yesterday morning. We caught the guy at my time shift was over yesterday. He's facing felony malicious mischief crime. So we'll see how the courts go with that. I don't know how much you guys are aware. Courts have really slowed down, obviously. So certain crimes are not allowed to go into the jail, or some are. The violent offenders still go to jail. I don't know what's out there on Facebook. There was a call regarding a possible shooting of a female getting shot at the park and ride Monday night. That call came into Hood River Dispatch. I was advised by the sheriff of Hood River County. My officer was just a few minutes away. He arrived. He didn't see any evidence. The person who called it in was currently in Hood River, so the Hood River Police Department went and spoke with him. He changed his story, and we again checked the area, and there was no evidence of that, and we haven't heard anything since. Other than that, unless you have questions for me, that's all I have.
Okay. Russ, would you like to give an update on Public Works?
Sure. Not much has changed. We're still doing the essential stuff, just to keep things running, checking tanks and stuff. This week, we did take water samples for the water treatment plant. We had to deliver those to Vancouver personally because a carrier that normally delivers those for us wasn't doing them yesterday. So we are still in compliance with the state anyway. So other than that, it's still running pretty good. So
Pat, would you like to give overall updates?
Mainly just been working on zoning draft ordinances for the mobile home park district, R1, R2, R3, ADU, are completed drafts for review and modifications, and working on Title 17 definitions, which those definitions will cover all those chapters. Other than that, just mainly dealing with a lot of, you know, small issues. I don't want to get into the details, just things going on in the town with people calling and having questions or asking for information.
Ken, any updates on the legal front?
Not really. I've been working with Pat on the zoning code changes and just living on Zoom with my municipals. So that's about it.
Jan?
Yeah, a couple of things. This is one of those longer months. So we have 3 weeks between now and our next meeting. I expect that our next meeting will still be by Zoom. I don't expect the governor to have lifted this. I think he will make some modifications, but I think meetings, gatherings are going to extend further out. But maybe we will be meeting on May 6th. Don't know for sure. One thing that I saw come in today is we would have celebrated our Arbor Day in March. The official Arbor Day is April 24th. And the Arbor Day Foundation is recommending, so that the spirit of Arbor Day stays strong, that you post a picture of your favorite tree and use the hashtag Arbor Day at Home. And then tag the Arbor Day Foundation. They are going to plant a tree in one of the nations. They're going to plant up to 50,000 trees, and I'm sure they'll make this because it'll get out. They're going to plant up to 50,000 trees in one of the nation's forests in celebration of Arbor Day. So remember, take a picture of your favorite tree, hashtag it Arbor Day at Home. And we are, you know, we get some questions here about just some things. The high school, you know, the seniors and parents of the seniors are really struggling. So I know Friday night they're going to turn on, I think this is a nationwide, definitely a state of Washington wide thing. I can't remember the specific time, Mike, you might know, but it's on Facebook. They're going to turn on the stadium lights for 20 minutes.
8:20.
Yeah, 8:20. And so they're going to turn on the stadium lights for 20 minutes. And then the other thing, I was contacted by a booster parent today. They were wanting to try to figure out where they could put up pictures of the high school graduates with their names on them. And I think they're gonna try to contact Harvest Market and see if they can use their windows there, because that's where a lot of people go and a lot of people would be able to see it. And so hopefully they'll be able to work something out with Harvest Market and be able to recognize their seniors. I don't know what the newspaper's going to do. You know, the Enterprise always published the seniors kind of from Lyle West. So I don't know. And I know the Hood River News used to do it and the Dalles Chronicle used to do it. So I don't know if she's thinking about maybe doing something similar. I might send her an email and remind her. It'd be nice to see the seniors in the newspaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. A couple general updates and we can go through all the counselors. On the stay home, stay healthy order, obviously it has been extended to May 4th. We're still seeing cases increase. Of course, our numbers are much different than what it looks like in Seattle or larger metropolitan areas, but there is still certainly concern about community spread and just the factor that many people can be asymptomatic. So from the city perspective, we're encouraging and following all the recommended guidelines for city employees and also asking that counselors, you know, as members of the community can practice those recommendations as well, specifically the social distancing. And a lot of that is about really only leaving your home if it's an essential errand or activity. Also, as this weather is getting warmer, we're certainly keeping an eye across the whole county on how the trail closures and park closures that are still currently in place are being followed. So far it's been encouraging, but that is something that has been talked about, especially looking ahead to May and Memorial Day weekend and not knowing potentially what might change throughout that month with the governor's order. Another thing that's still on our radar are short-term rentals. This has become a cause for concern countywide, just in terms of independent lodging still happening and a concern of that bringing in people into our communities at a time when we're trying to limit that kind of travel. No action has been taken at the county level, and here at the city we still are. When we are identifying or someone brings it to our attention, and if we have not already communicated it to that Airbnb or registered short-term rental owner, we're communicating with them directly, and so far that's proven effective. On the burn side of things, this is an issue that's come up in Skamania County. Earlier this week actually implemented a countywide burn ban as part of the whole, I think, Cascade Pacific region of the state. A lot of that is the combination of weather, I believe, some upcoming higher winds, drier conditions, but also there are considerations with COVID-19 being a respiratory illness and the guidance for people to stay home, and many who are deemed positive still staying home and isolating themselves, that it could blur the lines of people thinking they're having a respiratory issue and then going to the medical facilities in a community and that false alarm perhaps of COVID-19, or especially more directly those that are known COVID-19 and self-isolating, heightening their respiratory issues. So here in the city, we to have any outside fire, you're supposed to get a permit. Whether it's over an acre, you can self-permit if you meet the requirements, but correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, they still have to notify our fire department. And if you're under an acre in lot size, you're supposed to come to the city to get a permit. Right now, we are not approving permits for fires. We're encouraging people to use alternative means, especially if it's for debris removal. And a lot of that is just reacting to some of the recommendations from the Department of Ecology and what we're seeing happening in surrounding areas. There is a call tomorrow with Governor Inslee for Klickitat County. That will be the mayors of all three cities and the county commissioner chairperson. They're really looking for input on guidance and efforts that the state can be taking or might not already be taking to help alleviate some of the side effects or repercussions we're all experiencing, whether it's a small or large city or community as a result of some of the COVID-19 mitigation efforts. So if you guys have any thoughts or want to send anything along, if you could send me those notes before noon tomorrow, that would be great. As Pat mentioned, on the housing side of things, the housing moratorium, we have been spending a fair amount of time revisiting the zones that are identified as part of that moratorium and preparing zone updates that are in keeping with realizing the 2012 comprehensive plan goals. All of that is getting staged so that it can go to the Planning Commission for their consideration, which was part of our original approach to this process. So right now, Inslee's orders through May 4th, I'm optimistic that this means in May we can start moving some of these things forward to the Commission and especially those items that require some public involvement. But of course, we're also realizing we might have to adapt yet again. For a lot of the council-based issues, you guys will start seeing some of the, I call them briefing packets, but if we were having the larger council meetings with those agenda items, it would have been what you would get in the packet, a summary, and then some of that background information. The first things we're checking off are discussions we were already having and were underway, so tenant protections, some of the property tax considerations. Pat right now is revisiting the definitions in our section 17 of the code. I think that will also segue into some of the other discussions the council was going to have as part of this about a joint management plan with the county for our urban exempt area, as well as kind of the review of how decisions are done on land use matters, whether it's planning commission, planning administrator, city council. So all of those things are still moving, even though they haven't made it to your desk yet, but it will be forthcoming. Trying to see if I'm forgetting anything. I know that Bill mentioned Skyline. As he said, we're trying to work with them to figure out making sure that they can do what they need to do, especially to be prepared should we see more cases, but also wanting to make sure that we're following the necessary city requirements as well. And as we, Jan mentioned, right now the plan is that our first council meeting in May would probably still be in a Zoom format. And I know we're not having public comment as part of these council meetings, so if you are speaking with people and they are wanting to still express some concerns or opinions to the city, I think the best advice is to have them email Jan, who then could distribute that to all the councilors. Looks like she's nodding, so yes. I think that is a good plan, but feel free to relay that. And for council updates, I'll go with Joe because he's right next to me. Joe, do you have anything to report or thoughts?
I don't. I've been, you know, everybody in construction is really anxious to get back to work. I think it's difficult for them to rationalize how Oregon is still open and Washington's not. You know, it's kind of one of those things that who knows. So I think err on the side of caution and hopefully think, like you said, we'll be open up early next month. And if not, we'll just ride it out.
Yeah, and construction is definitely a sector and industry that has been talked about. And I would expect it to be mentioned tomorrow on the call as well. But similar viewpoints have been shared. So we're certainly hearing that. Ashley, any updates or thoughts?
I don't have any updates. I just wanted to thank staff. I know you guys have all been working really hard and have had to make a lot of adjustments and have been pretty flexible. So thank you guys for all your hard work. And I know especially Chief Heppner and his team that are out there and face-to-face with it. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy, any updates?
No, it's just good to see everyone and hope everyone's still staying sane and healthy and looks like the sun's trying to come back a little bit, but enjoying all these beautiful days that we've had.
Yep, all right, now down to the bottom grid, Jason.
Nothing for me, thanks. All good.
Okay, David?
No, nothing at this time.
Okay. Any other comments from the group that I may have missed? All right. Ken, I think you can confirm that we don't need an executive session today.
No.
Just one quick comment.
I think it's worthy to mention that in case the council wasn't clear on this, and also for the members of the public who are attending remotely or virtually, that we're very limited about as a city what we can do during this process. As far as by the governor's order, we're limited to necessary and routine matters. So that's partly why the mayor has reasonably moved some of the say the zoning issues to the post stay at home, stay healthy order. So that's why these meetings aren't going to have a whole lot of substance, but that's the reason why.
Thanks, Ken. Pat, I think you had something to add.
Yeah, just on the construction side of it, just so everyone, the council knows, and anybody who's in the public may be listening, the school district, their project is considered essential by Washington State government. So that if somebody says, why are they being allowed to work? That is why. I have been provided a letter from Jerry Lewis, the superintendent from the state, authorizing them to proceed on their project. With that said, they are to practice still separation, or if they have to work in close proximity, they're supposed to have their personal protection equipment on. I just make that comment because I'm just receiving several calls on it. So,
yeah. Okay, hearing no other comments and seeing no hands raised, I think this meeting of the April 15th City Council is adjourned.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, see y'all.
Thanks, guys. Good